At a church in Moscow where there is a heavy security presence. Some Western leaders blame the Kremlin for the opposition politician's death. A Moscow correspondent, Diana Magne, thinks Vladimir Putin will be frustrated by the sight of hundreds of mourners.
This kind of image shows you that there were thousands of people in this country, as we saw at all the demonstrations that he held over the years, who do support him, who do believe in the sort of freedoms that he represented, and who do feel that it is their right to say goodbye to him.
35-year-old Marcus has been called a monster of the worst kind by the mother of one of his victims after he was handed a rare whole life order for the murder of his ex-husband and her new boyfriend. The court heard how four children were home in Huddersfield when he carried out a ferocious attack on 27-year-old Katie Higton and Stephen Harnett, who was 25. Sir Keir Starmer claims George Galloway only won Rochdale's by-election because Labour ditched its candidate. The party leader says he couldn't support Azhar Ali, who'd suggested Israel was complicit in Hamas's October attack.
I regret that we had to withdraw our candidate and apologise to voters in Rochdale. But I took that decision. It was the right decision. And when I say I've changed the Labour Party, I mean it. Obviously, we will put a first-class candidate, a unifier, before the voters in Rochdale at the general election.
Around 160 people have been allowed back home in London after a fire in South Kensington left 11 others needing hospital treatment. It broke out after midnight. First Minister Humza Yousaf has announced his wife is pregnant. Nadia El Naqi is due to give birth in July. And stamps are getting more expensive again. Rails confirmed that from next month, the first class cost £1.35. That's a 10p. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks very much, Tanya. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we certainly had some erratic weather this morning, that's for sure. According to the weather forecast, the rain has now stopped for the rest of the afternoon, and we should be having some sunny intervals as well. A top temperature this afternoon of 8 degrees. The rain's back around about 7 o'clock this evening. Not terribly heavy, but it'll be around and around for most of the night, going down to 3 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, a light rain showers and sunny intervals all day long, then a dry evening and dry overnight. A high of 8 tomorrow and a low of minus 1. Similar kind of day on Sunday, except that the light showers may not happen. Well, let's hope on about that. Sunny intervals certainly in the morning and later in the afternoon. A high of 9 and a low of minus 1. But there's some drizzle back in the evening on Monday, just in case we missed it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com with your home.
FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sharing. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, indeed. And we'll have our first track as we get our guest here and ready for you. This is Lauren Diego. Comes from the album self-titled by her, which was Grammy nominated for the Christian Album of the Year last year. This is Vassal.
I'm watching from afar and think a work of art, like the depths of the Grand Canyon or a canopy of stars. And if I had to place a bet, I bet there's a little voice inside your head
line. Best all your precious things, display them on a shelf. Walk right past the mirror and don't recognize yourself. You're the hand to the needy and the cold for the cold. What I see when I see you is a heart made of gold. If you feel like you are not valuable, let me tell you, there's more. If your heart is running in circles, telling your head things that are not true, what would God say to you? I put a stain on my soul. Was it handed down family line? A memory tried to hide. Is there something in the distance I won't allow you to reconcile? Oh, just remember, if you feel like you are not valuable, let me tell you, there's more. If your heart is running in circles, and your head is sad and not true, what would God say?
Track, isn't it? Valuable from the album Lauren Diego, which, as I said, was nominated for this particular year. It didn't win the Christian Album of the Year, but never mind. It was UK number 23 in the mainstream charts and number one in the American Christian charts and number one in the UK, number four rather, in the UK Christian charts. It's about 9 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime. So good afternoon, my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 1-2-3 Friday. That's 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime. And we forgot to say thank you to Michelle, didn't we? But great music and great conversation as ever. She'll be back on Monday. Well, we've got a packed show for you here this afternoon. We'll be doing the birthdays competition as ever at 1:45. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times and asking you to email in whether you at phoenixfm.com if you think you know how old they are. Yes, picture yourself regulars who always take part. At 2:30, we're going to go back 40 years to the vintage chart for this week in 1983. And certainly a couple of classics within that. But I'm delighted to say that my guest has turned up here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
It's great to have you with us, Paul. Sat-nav problems, is that right?
Absolutely. It doesn't seem to exist on my sat-nav.
It's definitely here, Paul. It's definitely here. So what are you going to be chatting to us about?
I'm going to be chatting about a 7-mile I'm going to be doing on Sunday afternoon.
Right. And what's the purpose of that?
To raise money, to raise lots of money for people suffering from dementia, and in particular for the Essex dementia care.
Brilliant, that sounds really good. Thank you, Paul. So that's it for this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
Years back to 1965. These are the Birds and Turn, Turn, Turn. It was a USA and in New Zealand number one, only made 6 in the UK, but you might remember it as being featured in the 1994 film Forrest Gump.
Not too late.
And you may recognize that from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, or you may not, but Pete Seeger's version of that. So many things are happening, we need to let you know about them.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So tonight, actually, there's a comedy night at Billericay FC, which is the new lodge, Blunt's Wall Road in Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellish, Pakrash, hosted by Mad Addington. Showtime is at 8 p.m. Tickets are £15. More information about that can be found on Eventbrite.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotswold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some fatal legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01247 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Live. The top school net and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions, and my specific anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport. Every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Don't forget to check out that sports show. It's the only place to hear all of the local sports information as well as all of the national and international. And, of course, you can find the whole schedule in the Brentwood Gazette, where there's always a feature item about the station. And, of course, the schedule is also on our website. So at 18 minutes, just on to 19 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime. And delighted to have Paul here with me this afternoon. So, Paul... you're going to be doing this walk because you know someone with dementia.
Yes, well, in part I'm doing the walk because it's the charity of the year for my Rotary Club. But the reason why I feel particularly strongly about this is because I have a very close friend who's at a care home with dementia. It's all very sad. She was a very intelligent and highly cultured lady who used to organise a pastoral care team when I was the senior minister of Central Baptist Church in Chelmsford. Now, however, on our weekly visits, she goes round and round asking the same question of us, totally unaware of her condition. She knows who we are, and I like to think that she remembers our visits after we've left, but I'm not sure. So some might well ask why we bother to visit her. And my response is that at the time she experiences pleasure. I always give her a big kiss as we leave, hoping that my kiss gives her a little thrill, even if it is then immediately forgotten. We never stay very long. Sometimes I might stay only 10 minutes. but we feel the weekly visit is the least we can do for someone who's been a good friend to us for over 30 years.
Oh, that's lovely, Paul. And yes, indeed. I'm sure it's very important for her that you visit, but it's quite painful, isn't it, to visit someone like that?
It's incredibly sad. I mean, last time I went, she kept on saying, could I take her home?
Yes.
And I said, no. And within a couple of minutes, could I take her home? I say, no. There is nothing that one can say, but I hold her by the hand. I even stroke her by the hand.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's okay in terms of safeguarding, but my wife is there.
Yeah, your wife is there. You've known her a long time, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, that sounds like a really sort of a good thing to be able to do. Have you known other people over the years with dementia?
Indeed. I was chatting to a couple this morning, and the husband is beginning to suffer from dementia.
And may I ask how old he is?
He's
85. Okay. Because I was chatting with Michelle earlier on the previous show. And, of course, people these days get diagnosed much younger than that as well sometimes, don't they?
Indeed. Did you know that in the ancient world, they divided society into two? There were the juveniles who were up to 40.
Absolutely.
And they became senile when they were 40. Quite different, so.
But I know.
One in 11 people over the age of 65 have dementia in the UK.
Right.
There are almost 1 million people in the UK suffering from dementia. It's a big thing.
Absolutely. These are frightening statistics. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. We'll come back and have a little chat again in a minute after we've had the first track and then a travel update. I've chosen three tracks to go with this sequence because people, obviously, who have dementia, they need to remember the past. Do you chat to your friend about things from the past and try and bring back memories for her?
I chat to her about when she was a child, how she used to go swimming in a river in Wisbeach.
Yeah, how brilliant is that? So I've chosen a track from the James Bond film Thunderball, which comes from 1965, which of course is a long time ago these days, and this is the title theme from that by Tom Jones.
She always while I was walk. He asks why love gets torn. So he strikes like thunderbolt. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so less. They call him the winner who takes all, and his thoughts like thunderbolt. Like thunderbolt.
Tom Jones and it's time we found out how the local roads are doing.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So if we go locally round here to begin with, a little bit of traffic around the centre of Billericay to this time. Down by Shenfield Station. Centre of Brentwood, of course, around Wilson's Corner. That, as ever, is quite busy. Go down to the Brook Street roundabout with the motorway again. A little bit of traffic round there. Not too bad, really, all things considered. The big problem as far as the motorways are concerned is the M11, the London bound. There's been an accident blocking two lanes, junction 5 at Loughton to junction 4, the circular road. Traffic's very at that area as well. Also a little bit slow coming down the M11 from Harlow down towards the M25 junction as well. Very busy on the M25 itself and Waltham Abbey clockwise. They're very slow indeed. The rest of it, not just when we come back to the A12 locally here. Again, that's going pretty reasonably well at this time as well. You'll be pleased to know that's good. Centre of Chelmsford, of course, itself, that's building up. And it's quite busy, actually, around the Hoogreen Junction, actually, in almost all of the directions for that. So that's rather early this afternoon for that happening. We'll keep you updated. There'll be a date in hours' time. And if anything major comes in between now and then, I shall make sure you know all about it. So chatting here with Paul, and Paul is undertaking a sponsored walk in order to raise money for a local dementia charity. So Paul, I guess it can be quite difficult, as we were saying earlier on, to have people who've got dementia and have relations who are in this way. And I've been aware sometimes that people find it so difficult that they don't even actually want to visit them. It's almost like they forget them.
I think you're right. They just turn up for the funeral.
Yes.
And for what's been left in the will.
Yes. Oh, well. Okay. Putting it bluntly.
Yes. No, it's very sad. And I always ask myself, what would Jesus have done in this kind of situation? And, of course, we've got no guidance as such in the Gospels, because dementia didn't exist. People
sure.
didn't live long enough. But I believe that Jesus, nonetheless, would have spent time with people like my friend, even if they quickly forgot his visit. We need to remember that dementia victims, along with people with mental health issues, and people who from birth have so-called special educational needs, have been created in the image of God, and that therefore they have value in God's sight. Although the Nazis exterminated in their concentration camps thousands of people with disabilities, they called it euthanasia, people of faith refused to do so. Right to the very end, they deserve our respect, however disabled they may be.
Yes, that's very true, isn't it, Paul? Actually, that's yeah. I mean, I've known people, you know, who will say, oh, well, I want to remember Mum how she was, yeah. And I find it too hard and too difficult to go and see them. But actually, I used to say, she's still your mum.
That's right. Yes, I mean, I'm doing this walk. It's only 7 miles.
Well, you know, may I dare say, you're not in the first class of youth.
Well, you talked about something being vintage, which goes back to the 1983,
absolutely.
I was born in 1944. On the 14th of March, do listen, because I like birthday cards. I am 80. I've become an octogenarian. So I and two other chaps from my Rotary Club are going to walk through Admiral's Park and Central Park. We'll get back and forth until the 7 miles run.
Right.
Then we shall retire to share a bottle of Prosecco with one another. And I'm hoping that some people on your programme might be willing to sponsor me. You know, I'm on Just Giving. You just have to go to Just Giving, go to Essex Dementia Care, and my name will come up, Paul Beasley Murray. I've raised at the moment over £1,000.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm wanting to raise £2,000.
Yes.
But, you know, if every member on your programme were to send me just £10... Wow!
Absolutely,
I'm at 20,000 more and more.
Well, don't worry, Paul. All of the links for all of these things will be on today's show blog, so people will be able to just click that onto that, and that will be available by about 6 o'clock tonight, probably a bit before that, in fact. And then the recording will be added probably on Sunday this week, where people will be able to listen back to it all. Excellent, but that's very good. So three of you are up to it.
Three of us are up to it. Now, some people say, what's the difference between Essex Dementia Care and the big boys? You know, the national societies who are involved with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
Well, those groups, the national societies, are into research. Essex Dementia Care is a very small outfit, mainly based here in mid-Essex. And they have one-to-one support for people suffering from dementia. And they also have groups in which
right.
relatives could also be involved.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about that after we've had the next track that we've got here. And again, it's interesting that you brought in Faith as part of that, because, I mean, obviously, I'm always worried that Faith is very important to you. So people of faith, I remember myself actually visiting somebody who had dementia and would really sort of not know much what was going on at all, really. You'd start saying the Lord's Prayer, bang, they could actually do it all very easily. So that was kind of there within their mind. And of course, if people are like that as well, they need hymns sometimes that they know in their younger days and come back very easily to them. So again, I thought we'd have a track that actually is a hymn, so it was a pop hit as well. So this is Judy Collins' version of Amazing Grace. It was 1970 in the UK. In fact, it made number 5 in the charts. In Australia, it made number 10, and in the USA, it made number 50. And of course, the song itself was written by John Newton back in 1772. This is Judy Collins' version of Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
And it's Judy Collins and Amazing Grace. Just before we come back to Paul, you'll be delighted to know, if you're on the M11, that the accident blocking the two lanes between Junction 5, Loudon, and Junction 4, the North Circular Road, has now been cleared, and traffic is slowly moving on there, and that's all good. So, 1:37 here on Phoenix, and Paul, you were saying, actually, as we were listening to that hymn, that you yourself had got something that you thought was appropriate in this context.
Yes, as I was driving along the country lanes from Chelmsford, I suddenly thought of that old hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God." It's got great words. Admittedly, it's a very old-fashioned hymn, but I was, gosh, in my 20s, there was a guy called Geoffrey Beaumont who put lots of traditional hymns to great tunes, and that really goes with a swing. But I realise I'm so grateful. I mean, at the moment, at least, I've got dementia.
Absolutely.
I do have difficulty sometimes remembering things.
Oh, don't we all?
Growing up.
Absolutely. that's part of the reality. So tell us again a little bit about more specifically about Essex Dementia Care and the kind of work and activities that they do.
Well, it's a fairly young organisation. I think it's only been going for the last 5 years. And they mainly have their meetings in Chelmsford. They also have a centre in Billericay. And I think they're moving out into Brentwood as well. It's growing and developing, basically using volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got information here in front of me, actually, and in terms of the ones in Chelmsford, we've got Mondays at Rittle, Tuesdays in Springfield, Wednesdays in Sandon, and then Thursdays up in Wednesdays in Bradwell in Braintree, and then Fridays in Broomfield. And these are all 11 to 4, and venues for all of these are available on their website, of course. Yeah, they put up here Everyday Counts groups, is what they're calling things.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And all kinds of activities going on. Group members might produce artwork, participate in games, movement or music, or spend time out and about visiting places of fun and for interest, which sounds brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course they are remote on people to fundraise. Of course,
sure.
There are different ways in which we can fundraise.
Yes.
I remember I once raised money for a young adult's hospice called the Jays. I did it by dyeing my hair blue.
Oh, I wish you'd done that this time.
You'd have seen. I was there.
Okay.
And I stood up in front of the congregation, and the kids couldn't believe that I had blue hair.
Brilliant.
And I had to go to Tony and Guy afterwards, and they had to remove the dye. It was quite a business.
So how long did you walk around with blue hair?
For 4 days. It also involved going down to the national headquarters of British Baptists. So they all saw me look this peculiar figure.
Paul, I'm sure they know you well enough to actually kind of like to laugh and then just move on, because they kind of like would expect that. But brilliant.
But what I'm trying to say is we could all raise money,
sure,
in different ways. If we can't walk 7 miles, we can do something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a lot of people in on this show from various charity organisations, and everything is crying out all of the time. And I would say also, well, in terms of wider support of charities and this sort, lots and lots of charity shops at the moment are short of the numbers of people that actually just volunteer to help in the shops. I know Oxfam in Chelmsford, for example, are in that kind of situation, and also Chelmer Village, the Bernardos up there, but charity shops. So if people have the heart to actually engage in helping charities, there's so many ways they can do it.
That's great. The one thing I would say, which is the advantage of Just Giving, is that instead of standing outside with a collection box, whatever people give to Just Giving, if they earn sufficient, if they pay tax, they can also add another 20% onto their gift.
Absolutely. They can gift aid on top of it, which is just brilliant. So, again, remind us, Paul, what this charity is called.
Essex Dementia Care.
And so if people just look that up and with their browsers, that will come up. And if they want to support you, again, it's all going to be on the show blog. If they want to support you, how do they do that?
Well, you go to Just Giving, and initially you get the feeling that just you're creating your own site. But as you go through the questions, it suddenly says, are you raising this for yourself or for somebody else? And the moment you put in my name, Paul Beasley Murray, then the money comes, obviously not to me personally.
No.
But goes to the particular site.
And for those who've just joined us, you said the target is 2,000. Of course, you'd be delighted to go past that. But how much are we? Have you got the money?
I've got over 1,100.
Okay, that's brilliant. And can we do a name check for the two people who are going to be walking with you as well?
Yes, there's Paul Bachibinga. He works for the BBC World Service. He's the voice of Africa.
Okay.
And then there's a guy called Steve King, who's retired like me. And he's actually going to walk more than 7 miles.
Is he? Good. Well, good for them. Well, good for all three of you. And I hope you all raise lots of money. The third track that I've chosen here is one that I'm particularly aware that is used in incidences with dementia. I've actually been in situations myself where this song has been played once a year down in Chelmsford Cathedral. They run an event where people come together from all kinds of dementia homes, and individuals at local dementia charities have contacts with. They come and fill the cathedral on a Thursday afternoon. We had over 300 people there for the event last year. And they put up songs. They had a live group playing, and people just join in with the songs, which is quite a thing, really, for some of us of a certain age. When you see that they're singing songs from the 1960s and the 1970s, but one of the ones that always goes down really well in this context is ABBA and Dancing Queen. So thanks again, Paul, for your time with us today.
You're welcome.
That's ABBA and Dancing Queen, as if you needed me to tell you. 830 million views on YouTube and over a billion listens on Spotify. And it's an extraordinary thing, isn't it? The album ABBA Gold, still this week, is number 14 in the album charts after 1,138 weeks. I always find that incredible. You think, who hasn't got the ABBA music that they still need to go out and buy it? But it still keeps its performance out there. And if you have Facebook, there's a group that goes with this show, Patrick Sherring on phoenixfm.com, and I always put out a video, and I put out a video yesterday to promote the show of a live performance of ABBA singing that in Australia, and it's got wonderful audience participation within it as well. So do out if you want to. We'll be back with the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. Everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsdesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and England and a 5-star excellent pilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Hi, it's Darren Lucas. Join me on FM for regular. The only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
And then this Saturday, between 12 and 2 at Navestock Village Hall, there is a soup and sweet available. It costs £5 and all the money raised will be donated to St. Thomas's Church, Navestock. And I have to say, looking at the picture here of the soup and the sweet, it looks very nice indeed. So that's Navestock Village Hall this Saturday between 12 and 2.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we go with our three artists who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll simply ask you how old you think they are. And I say good afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow, two of our regulars who've already been in touch telling me that they are here with us today. So Nicholas David Kershaw, Nick Kershaw, an English singer, songwriter, musician and record producer. While working in an unemployment benefits office in Ipswich, he sang in a number of underground bands. When the last of these, Fusion, broke up in 1982, he embarked on a full-time solo career as a musician and songwriter. In September 83, he released his first single, I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It only reached 47 in the UK charts, but was a major hit in Scandinavia, Switzerland and the Netherlands. He performed at Live Aid in 1985, songwriting credits include I Am the One and Only, a 1991 number one for Chesney Hawkes. So let's go back to 1983 for the track Wouldn't It Be Good, a UK number four, Germany and Ireland it made number two, top 10 in three more European countries, and the USA a number 46. And if you want to take part against our regulars like Chris and Bob there, for example, in Harlow, and I know Chris in Guildford is probably going to be there as well, and hopefully Patrick in Stone as well, you can just email me radio@phoenixfm.com. That's Nick Kershaw and asking you, how old you think he is? Next artist that we've got here today, Roger Harry Daltrey, a singer, musician and activist, as lead singer and co-founder of The Who. Pete Townsend and John Entwistle were fellow pupils at St. Andrew's Grammar School. The Who's first single, I Explain, was released in 1965. They're considered one of the most influential rock bands of the 20th century. They've sold over 100 million records worldwide. They've received numerous awards. Daltrey has also been a film producer. In 2008, Rolling Stone ranked him at number 61, the 100 greatest singers of all time. So let's go back to 1967 for a track I Can See for Miles and Miles. France and Canada, number 4, USA, number 8, UK, number 10, and in 2010, Rolling Stone ranked the song 262 in the 500 greatest of all time.
there's magic in life. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put me in my way. There's a broadcast, you're gonna choke on, you're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys. God. Still wants me, well that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial. Cause all the while, I can see for miles, miles, I can see for miles.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.